Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 11th of February. Starting off with Alpha Growth, and we've had a break of the initial February resistance there at, 2.6 pence, and end of day close above that with a rising 50-day line and a key reversal to the upside, a long candle there from the near the lows of the month suggests that we should be able to hit the top of the rising trend channel from back in March last year, and obviously retesting December's peak just above the 4 pence level, hopefully by the end of next month, the way things are going. On to a stock which has updated the market today, Cybersecurity Group, Brand Shields, and we had a bit of a pullback from the best levels of last month. Looks like we've got neckline support here around 24 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through the stubborn February resistance around 26 pence. It was also the area of today's high to date. So above 26 pence up to the top of the rising trend channel from December, as high as 35 or 36 pence in the 1 month or 6 weeks after any break of 26 pence. Situation which has already come out into the open is Clear Leisure. Here we had, depends where you take the start of the rally from. I suppose the beginning of last month with the break of that 0.32 pence peak started things off. And since then we've had extra signals, continuation signals, breaking January resistance at the beginning of February, and then keeping on breaking highs since then. Current situation is that while we're above a penny, which was the last February high, we're looking towards hopefully another leg to the upside. That could be as high as the line I'm about to draw, which I thought I'd drawn before, but I hadn't, heading up towards the 2.25 pence level, and that's a resistance line projection from the summer of 2018. So basically above a penny, the target here over the next couple of months on Clear Leisure, as high as 2.25 pence. Another stock which has decided to rehabilitate itself in a pleasant way is French Connection, just when you thought it was all over. We had the start of the rally really here at, I suppose the best bit was an entry, or would have been an entry in the wake of that gap through resistance, November resistance breaking the October peak at 10 pence. So we had that signal there and never filled that gap afterwards. So 10 pence entry notionally on this situation. Had another gap through 11 pence at the beginning of this month, in case you missed the previous one. And on that entry area, there was a pretty swift reaction. So entering at 10 or 11 pence up to 30 pence at the peak so far this month. And the view now is that while there's no end of day close back below the latest gap, at 17 pence, we could still see shares of French Connection heading as high as 35 pence to complete the recent rally. So a pretty good all-round fundamental, and well, not a fundamental one, because I'm not quite sure we know what the fundamentals are here on this situation yet, but the technical breakout has been absolutely first class. Another first class rally of late has been GS Technologies, and although some people were even sort of suggesting yesterday it was the end of the line for the shares, they've actually kept on going. I think we had a 5 pence area target the last time I looked at the shares. You can possibly push that up towards 7 pence now by the end of next month if there's no end of day close back below yesterday's close at 3.16 pence. And yesterday's close become the support area today. So above the 3 to 3.2 pence area, we still got a chance of 7 pence as a best case scenario target over the next 6 weeks or so for GS Technologies. Good to see Gunsin back after a little hiatus. The reason for the rise today, or the explanation for the rise, is a bit of stake building in the stock, and that's pushed the shares back up towards the 20-day moving average at 2 pence and the initial February resistance. So end of day close through 2 pence could be the trigger for a fresh leg to the upside and a move up towards the top of the rising trend channel from August at 3.5p, and ideally that's seen by the end of next month. Stock which has had a very good charting setup, but taking a bit of a while to get its act together, is Ironveld. And the latest here is that yesterday we broke above the initial February resistance and the 20-day moving average and that resistance line from October. While we're above that particular combination at 0.65p, we're looking towards the top of the range over the next couple of months, which is a resistance line projection from the from May last year at 1.4-1.5p, 2 to 3 month time frame on that. Be cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end of day close through last month's peak at 0.82. Stop loss at the moment back below the 50-day average at 0.59. Onto a stock which has had a vertical move and is one of the stocks of the moment, Marichal Capital. Here we've got sort of a bit of jiggery pokery around the 5 to 6p area, but breaking through 6p, if we do that over the next few days or in the next week or so, we've still got the possibility of a move to the top of a rising trend channel from the end of July, as high as 9p. At this stage, only back below 4p. Last month's resistance area really delaying the upside scenario. Next up, a bit of creative charting, even more creative than the charting that normally occurs here, with a stock which is new to the market, hence the reason for the creativity, MGC Pharma. And I think what was interesting here, what's been interesting, is the gap higher through 2.75p that we had yesterday. Looks as though we've got a rising trend channel based around the 2.75p area, and it looks as though the top of the channel is heading towards 6p, so maybe that's a one-month target for the shares. This stage, only really back below the initial resistance at 2.5p, really delaying the upside scenario for MGC Pharma. So let's see if that particular bit of creativity actually pans out. I think recent IPOs have worked quite well, even with relatively little data. A stock which has got plenty of data on it is N4 Pharma, and looks like the punters are quite excited about this one today as well. Here we've had a solid green candle breaking through the 50-day moving average and the initial February resistance at 8.5p. While there's no end of day close back below 8.5p, we're hoping for a 1 month or 2 month target back to retest post December resistance at 14p. Ideally, that would happen by the end of this month, but that might be pushing it. Maybe if we get a decent end-of-day close or a weekly close above the January peak at 9.6p, we can be more optimistic on the time frame there for N4 Pharma. Stock of the day, in terms of interest, by quite some margin, has been Omega Diagnostics. A bit disappointing that we haven't had as much follow through on the upside as maybe the bulls would have liked. Still got the top of that channel there, heading towards a penny, which has blocked the price action to date. But the view here is that at least while we're above that 88p, let's call it end of day close, there's no end of day close back below 88p, the January resistance, we could head higher. Be cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end of day close through 100p or a weekly close through 100p. If we get that, then the ultimate target here over the next couple of months could be as high as that April resistance line projection at £1.70. Looks rather optimistic, but I suppose Gene Drive has done more than that, and we're still in the run-up to potential news there as well. So let's see what Omega does. Stock, which has been one of the winners over the post-pandemic period, is Powerhouse Energy, along with all the other green renewable plays. Current situation looks pretty good in the sense that we've had support coming in above the 50-day moving average at 6.77 and bounced off an uptrend line from December around the 7p level. While we're above 7p, we're looking for the top of that October trend channel as high as 16p, and that could be seen as soon as next month, i.e. we're looking for that kind of vertical move that we had in December to pan out over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Stock which I interviewed yesterday, and so the interview's out there somewhere, and looks like the market's enjoyed it in the wake of the European license for Tirupati Graphite. Here we've got a broadening triangle from December, the beginning of the stocks life on the market. We broke that resistance line there, as I pointed out yesterday, in the 20-day line at 79 pence. And while we're above that area, looking for a December resistance line projection at £1.30, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Finishing off with a stock which I heard that the overhang in it is nearly done. So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's what I heard. And on a charting basis, what's interesting here is that we've broken that line of resistance from this time last year at 0.4 pence, tested it as support yesterday with an outside day, and then pushed up higher. So it looks as though we're on our way to the upside, to at least to retest that last year's peak around 0.9 pence. That could be seen as soon as the end of next month, with an ultimate target here over the next couple of months as high as 1.1 pence and the top of the one-year trend channel. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through 0.54, which is the initial February resistance, but it looks as though enough has been done here with the trend line break and bounce off 0.4 pence to give us some decent follow-through. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.